Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on big data security in the HE sector. My name's Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor at ComputerWeekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. And the first question we have today, Mathieu, is what are the key issues in big data security in the higher education sector? And over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Firstly, I think we need to appreciate that the higher education sector is increasingly relying on online capabilities to educate students. So we see third level higher education organizations running universities like a business. So they're embracing new technology like e-learning, social media, and Web 2.0 to educate their students. At the same time, we're seeing services to students within the campuses evolving rapidly. So it's no longer just about providing a good education system for students. It's also about providing them with services like shops whereby they may actually come in and buy some books, buy access to online libraries, purchase their lunch, purchase access to some gym facilities or whatever, which involves online payments. They may also have access to research labs, which will be essentially getting some information about what the students are actually studying and at what time they're studying and so on. And also they're providing students with Wi-Fi. Most students today will have their own tablets, or maybe the university might supply a tablet for them to use when they're in class. There's also the issue of information about students that is being harvested by the higher education organization that has to be protected under the Data Protection Act. So there's different types of information that the HE organization is essentially keeping on behalf of the students. There's the students' details, so their educational achievements, maybe their address, from time to time some medical information in order to be able to look after them should something go wrong. And they may also have information about the parents, like financial information, the financial standing of the parents being potentially a criteria for the student getting in. Finally, there's the staff information, and so information pertaining to lecturers, but also information pertaining to examination information, which obviously is at risk of being leaked, and we've seen a few examples of that in the UK and in Ireland, and in fact throughout the world in the last while. So you can see that there's a huge amount of data being kept by different lines of business within the HE sector, and making sure that that information is kept the right way has to be a priority for the HE sector.
Thanks, Mathieu. And the next question is, what implications for data storage and backup flow from these issues? Over to you again, Mathieu.
So we've identified that there's different types of data that needs to be kept for the higher education sector to be able to function. So obviously, data classification is the first port of call. The next thing is to make sure that from a network security perspective, you implement network segregation between the different lines of business. So again, universities and higher education sector in general needs to understand that this is a line of business. So if you treat it as a line of business and you end up with a network for the administration of the university, then a separate network for the students, including Wi-Fi, then a separate network for the teachers, and potentially a separate network for services, you start dividing the task of protecting the information, and it becomes easier to actually put a right strategy in place. It's also important to remember that access to data in real time is key when the student is within the university. But in terms of accessing data down the road. Students often need information about their what they studied, how well they did, who was their teacher, what kind of modules they took in a specific year. And so when you perform a data classification exercise, you need to keep in mind that that information might be required 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road. So the storage of that data needs to allow you to get access to the relevant student information quite quickly. And obviously, you need to make sure that if you keep that data for a long time, you protect it the right way. We've also seen a lack of preparedness in the higher education sector with regards to disaster recovery and business continuity. Because some older universities are not necessarily treating their organization as a business, they're not necessarily implementing standard DR and BC. And that's something that needs to be addressed in the sector in order to provide good data storage and backup facilities. So the recommendation is to look at the guidance that is being provided by the ICO and by standards like PCI DSS, which provide good benchmarking for securing not only the data that the students, but the data that is collected within the campus, including credit card holder data, as well as geolocation and so on.
Thanks, Matthew. And that's the end of the podcast. For more on big data and security and storage and backup, go to computerweekly.com.